You're on a winding road overgrown with alders. You see a sign that says Shelikof River Restoration Project ahead. And you might expect the surrounding forest to sound something like this. But for the next few weeks, if you wander deep in the forest on Kruzoff Island, you may hear something like this instead. That's Todd Miller knocking over alders with his excavator. When you hear the trees snap and fall, you might immediately think destruction, because that's what it sounds like, not restoration.
When this was logged back in the day, it was not regulated as much, and there's a lot of logging that went on actually using the rivers as roads. They would just get right in them with their dozers, and it was an easy way to move wood.
Todd owns TM Construction, which typically does commercial tree thinning. But today, he's working with the Forest Service and the Nature Conservancy on a watershed restoration project to rebuild the coho salmon habitat.
He's going to jump over there and start building that trail in there, and we're going to build a structure there for the fish.
Todd's son Tyler is the foreman, and he runs the skidder, or the big twig rig, as he calls it.
I think just because it makes big trees look like twigs, basically. It's got probably about 50-inch tires, so you can imagine that, with massive chains on it. So it's basically like a monster truck.
With the big twig rig, Tyler grabs the trees, bringing them to his dad. Then Todd uses the excavator to strategically place them in the river, using the alders and larger trees to both redirect the path of the river and build a sort of dam. And then there's Todd's daughter, Ariel. She's only 14, but she has an important job, too.
What I do is just put boom in the water, which is just like a round absorbent pad that if they break a hydraulic hose or something or leak oil, then the boom will collect it.
And Todd says those aren't the only spills that happen on the job.
First day we were working with Marty in the river, and a log fell out of the bucket, or I dropped it or whatever, and splashed the inspector.
He didn't even have time to duck or anything. He just took it all, and I was laughing so hard. Dad was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for that to happen." And Marty's just like, "Yep."
When these woods were logged in the 1960s, trees were cut down all the way to the river's edge. Even the trees in the river were removed, leaving virtually no pools for coho salmon to rest and breed. Norman Cohen is interim director of conservation for the Nature Conservancy in Juneau. They help the Forest Service fund watershed restoration projects like this one.
While the trees are growing back to try to make sure that there is those habitat conditions are in place, so that over the long term, the fish are, the stream is resilient, the habitat's working, and the fish come back.
In a few weeks, phase one of the project will be complete, and the group will move on to phase two, when logs will be lowered into the river by helicopters. A large piece of a log floats by, and the Miller's black lab trigger bounds into the river, luckily catching it between his teeth. He drops it on the shoreline and starts to dig in the sand. Trigger is already reaping rewards from the new watershed, and the team hopes the coho salmon fry will too. The Miller family, the Forest Service, and the Nature Conservancy will be finished with this project soon. And instead of hearing this, visitors to Kruzoff Island will hear this. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.